From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has emerged from Sunday's election victory with sweeping new executive powers and a coalition parliamentary majority. The opposition has conceded defeat, but presidential hopeful Muharrem İnce called the outcome unjust, warning the new presidential system is dangerous and could lead to one-man rule. International observers were critical of the election process, citing unbalanced media coverage. Ambassador Audrey Glover heads the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights.
Our media monitoring showed that presidential candidates and the political parties were not given equal access to national media outlets, and the TV mostly covered the incumbent president and the ruling party. This resulted in voters not being given balanced information about the campaign and preventing them from making an informed choice.
Kadir Has University professor Serhat Güvenç said the election's biggest surprise was the strong performance of the Nationalist Action Party and Erdogan allies.
We have a new nationalist party, another political party, which operates on the nationalist platform. And we have a new vote distribution where nationalist voters account for almost more than 20% of the total electorate in Turkey.
The U.S. Monday said it respects the decision of Turkish voters, but encouraged Turkey's elected leaders to strengthen democracy. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar said Monday they hope for a breakthrough in peace talks in the Sudanese capital Khartoum to end their five-year conflict. Talks last week in Ethiopia failed to make a breakthrough. Mr. Kiir said disagreements persist over power sharing and security arrangements, including integration of rebels into security forces. This is VOA News. U.S. motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson Monday announced it's moving some operations overseas to avoid European retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. imposed steel and aluminum duties. President Donald Trump counseled patience in a tweet, saying he fought hard for the company, insisting the EU has hurt the U.S. badly on trade. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The European Union is trying to punish U.S. workers because they have engaged repeatedly in unfair trade practices, and the president is saying enough is enough. We'd like to work with the EU to work on a level playing field.
Gary Huffbauer, non-resident senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, said multinationals like Harley are at a disadvantage facing retaliatory tariffs and paying more for steel and aluminum.
This is the reality that many U.S. companies will face, and Harley was brave enough to talk about it, knowing that President Trump would hit back.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said anticipated investment restrictions do not target China, but would apply to all countries trying to steal U.S. technology. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese goods are set to take effect July 6. Pro-government Syrian forces continue pressing an assault into southwest Syria, closing in on the borders of Jordan and Israel. The area had been covered by a de-escalation agreement. The U.S. warned of a response, but Washington Institute for Near East Policy distinguished fellow James Jeffrey described the U.S. policy as disgraceful and feckless.
The whole idea was that the rebel forces would have immunity in that zone, and that Iranian and Iranian surrogate forces, specifically Lebanese Hezbollah, will be kept out.
Jeffrey said U.S. warnings of serious consequences so far have not materialized. In Zimbabwe, two people are dead from injuries suffered when an explosion rocked an election campaign rally by the ruling party in the city of Bulawayo Saturday. Police originally said nearly 50 were wounded. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga was among those hurt. Elections in the country are scheduled July 30. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini Monday called for creation of migrant centers in Africa to halt the tide of asylum seekers flooding Western Europe.
Accogliamo ben volentieri già da oggi.
Speaking in Tripoli Monday, Matteo said such centers must not be located in Europe and south of Libya. 16 EU leaders met in Brussels Sunday to debate migration ahead of a major EU-wide summit later this week. Portugal and Spain advanced to the World Cup Final 16, each playing to a draw. Portugal versus Iran at 1-1. Spain played Morocco to a 2-2 draw. Trade tensions dragged global stocks lower Monday, with all three main U.S. indices falling sharply. The Dow Jones shed more than 300 points to 24,252. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.